This recording, South Africa 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long, round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. South Africa is in an amazing place, I think, and it has an incredibly vibrant spirit. I love living there. I know that the public image of Johannesburg, or the sort of international image of Johannesburg, is one of fear, probably, of the crime rate, and of, you know, all the stories that seem to be publicized all the time, which tend to give a quite a negative image. For myself, I find living in Johannesburg tremendously exciting and invigorating. I love the fact that there is such a vibrant mix of cultures. I love the fact that there are so many languages spoken in the place where I live. And I personally don't feel unsafe, although I know one does need to be careful. My accent is a Cape Town accent, and to American ears probably sounds quite British. In fact, there are many people in South Africa who speak the way I do, and a character that you might know would be Elsa from The Road to Mecca, Ethel Fugard's play. There are a range of accents in South Africa. South African accents depend very much on, first of all, what your home language is, whether you speak English, Afrikaans, Zulu, Xhosa, Tsonga, Sotho, South Sotho, North Sotho. There are 11 official languages. And then secondly, where you come from in the country. And then, of course, factors such as socioeconomic conditions, the cultural groups that you move in, etc. All of those things influence the way we speak, as is the case in every other accent in the world. There is no one homogenous African accent. There, in fact, would be probably no one standard. There are a range of standards depending on whether you are a white speaker, a colored speaker, a black speaker, and, of course, what your home language is. The Afrikaans accent is probably the one which is considered to be typical. In all the movies that I've seen that have used usually bad actors to portray South Africans, they will have them doing bad South African accents, usually Afrikaans accents, and they will be incredibly heavy and over-exaggerated. Afrikaans accents also have a wide range within them, depending on the kind of area that the person comes from. There are rural accents, there are city accents, even suburbs. From one suburb to another, you will hear different sounds coming from people. The coloured accent is a particularly interesting case in point, in that there are so many political issues around the whole idea of coloured. In South Africa, some coloured people considered the term coloured to be offensive, and so would refer to themselves as being black. However, other coloured people like the term coloured, and in fact embrace it, because they see it as something which sets them apart from black people. And indeed, in South Africa, the coloured community is a very homogenous community. And then there are other coloured people who try and bridge this political debate and call themselves so-called coloured, which is a way of compromising, I guess. So we have a lot of different coloured accents. We have Indian accents as well. We have a large Indian population in South Africa. And for most Indians, English would be their home language, although they may also speak some Indian languages. And then, of course, we have the majority who are black speakers and come from all these different language groups.